While most people count by the days of the week, Kalenu'uhiwa tracks time by the phases of the moon.
You know, once you live by the moon, it just becomes your practice.
The Maui-born researcher focuses on Hawaiian science. Her interest in the moon began when she went back to school to learn how to speak Hawaiian. Now she holds a master's degree in Hawaiian language from UH Manoa, where she wrote her thesis on the moon calendar, Kalana Mahina.
And I really realized then how important keeping time was for our people, for Hawaiians.
Nu'uhiwa says the traditional calendar she works from recognizes 30 different phases. Each have their own name and significance.
You know, you just sort of know when the quarter moons come through and you just can't get anything done. And no matter what you do, you just can't get to what you're focused on, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, it must be an ole day.
Ole days refer to the quarter phases of the moon. The name translates to nothing or unproductive. Nu'uhiwa says these days usually result in poor fishing and planting. She says traditionally, Hawaiians have always been observers of their environment, tracking the sun, stars, and the moon.
It told them when to fish, when to farm, when to carve, when to gather, when not to gather, when to mend gear. It was very important to understand the moon calendar.
It's easily relevant to everyone's lives here on the islands. I mean, our ancestors mastered the way of living on islands, and they did that by observation.
That's Luca Mossman. He's 25 and works as a fisheries outreach coordinator. He's been blogging with a group of young people for something called the Moon Phase Project. They use digital platforms like Facebook and Instagram to tag their own observations across the islands in connection to the moon phase of that day.
Today, we're so distracted, and I feel like we've become disconnected from our environment, and we don't know how to live on an island anymore. This is a way in us using a modern way to reteach ourselves on how to live with our natural environment.
You know, it's a journal, but it's really like collecting data.
That's Jamie Makasobe, one of the co-founders of the educational clothing company, Kealo Pico, who's coordinating the Moon Phase Project.
Part of the reason why I was intrigued for Kealo Pico to put this thing together is because I didn't know those phases. You know, really it would be like, I'd look up and be like, oh, there's a big moon, it's full moon. No, there's many, you know, there's a few moons within that whole full moon phase.
Makasobe says the project rotates through a group of about 15 bloggers, like Luca, who take a photo and tag their daily activity on social media. The photos are then organized into the moon phase of that day. It's become a point of conversation for people to discuss the moon calendar online.
The process is the same. The process is old. It's just a new platform to disseminate this information, and I think it works.
Natalie Kurashima is a PhD botany student at UH Manoa. She whips out her iPhone and skims through the Moon Phase Project Instagram posts of the day.
Oh, I did this one.
Oh, you did this one?
Mm-hmm. Of the garden.
Kurashima says she mostly sticks to blogging what she knows, native plants. But she says you don't have to be an outdoorsy person to post. The project is open to anyone.
There's landscape plants everywhere. There's fish in the market. Like, there's just things that you can see that you wouldn't recognize before, but I think anybody has things to blog. The clouds, the wind, the surf that day, everything's around us, and we just forget that sometimes.
And she's hoping things like the Moon Phase Project can help make sure we never do. Molly Solomon for HBR News.